Hello, it's Christina Khater. Allow me to welcome you all to the Christie's Talk, an insightful podcast series powered by Christie's Lab. In today's episode, we delve deeper into the incremental role ESG metrics play in triggering and capturing the attention of investors with the senior advisor and the head of investments at USAID, Mr. Dani Maalouli. Dani, thanks for being here, and it is our utmost pleasure having you with us to have a deep dive into the role of ESG in shaping the future of sustainable investments. To start off, could you walk our listeners through a deep dive on the work that the USAID, TIFF's investment department, does, particularly in terms of mobilizing investment for development in line with the UN 2030 agenda of the 17 SDGs?
Thank you, Christina. It's a great pleasure to be here today to talk about the USAID TIFF activities in Lebanon. Trade and Investment Facilitation, or the TIFF project by USAID, it's a $70 million program, basically to enhance the economic opportunities in Lebanon. And how we do that is by facilitating trade, unlocking export potential for the private sector in Lebanon, promoting the investment, and initiating policy reforms as well. So we support the private Lebanese companies, including the associations and the cluster of companies, technically in the manufacturing and industrial sector, the agro-food processing, the knowledge economy and ICT, so information communication technology and business services. Also, we support the hospitality and tourism sectors. And given the crisis, the energy and the food security crisis, we are as well supporting, or we added to our sectors, the renewable energy and the food security, you know, to tackle these challenges when it comes to these sectors. So the TIFF program achieves its goals by building sustainable partnerships among the local players in Lebanon, and the trade and investment, of course. And we work towards accomplishing basically three objectives. The first is to increase the exports of the Lebanese goods and services, to facilitate the investment in the Lebanese private sector, to improve the business and investment enabling as well environment. Now, to focus specifically on the investment facilitation support, so we help and we support the private sector to become investment ready. And how we do that? So basically, we offer transaction advisory services. So we help or we assist these companies in their company valuation, for example, if they need to raise funds. We do their financial due diligence, feasibility studies, business plans, market expansion plan. We prepare their investors' pitch deck, and we do that by partnering with investment, with local investment advisory firms as well. So we cover from A to Z everything related to advisory services to make these companies investment ready. Plus, we try as well to match these companies with potential investors. So our objective is as well to bring in investment to these companies. So once we make them investment ready, we use our network to raise funds for these companies. So to date, we supported more than 45 companies for a cumulative investment portfolio of more than $500 million. Out of which we were successfully able to close 10 transactions. So we raised funds for 10 companies for a total of around $55 million. So through these efforts, TIFF has supported the growth and the development of the local companies. And as well, we encouraged foreign investors to explore opportunities in Lebanon, especially during these times, because, you know, a lot of investors, they lost trust in the Lebanese economy. So we need to bring back all the support that we are providing for these companies, is to bring back the trust for investors, for the global community, to, you know, reinvest in Lebanon. And all these initiatives, which are at the core of the SDG guidelines, played a very important role in attracting investment, stimulating the economic activity, and most importantly, in creating job opportunities and sustain the existing jobs as well in the country. And we as well have a very important factor is to enhance the women and the youth participation in the workforce in Lebanon.
Thank you, Dani. Now more than ever, we all realize that a growing central standard in the investment world is the focus on environmental, social, and governance, ESG factors. How does USAID incorporate ESG considerations into its investment initiatives?
Thank you, Christina, for this question. Actually, it's a very important question tackling the ESG, given that the ESG has becoming on a global level. It's a very hot topic. Now everyone is talking about ESG. Even you have like investment funds shifting their investment strategies to become ESG compliant and investing in only companies that are ESG compliant. USAID program, we integrated ESG considerations into our investment initiatives by supporting programs that promote environmental sustainability, social responsibility, and most importantly, the good governance, specifically in Lebanon. And we will talk about that later. So in this context, TIFF has partnered with Capital Concept, which is an ESG consultancy firm, to enroll 100 Lebanese companies to become ESG compliant. So the program, we launched the program back in April 2021, which is called the ESG Stewardship Program, to basically allow these companies to implement the international ESG methodologies into their practices, which has proven to attract investment and access to finance opportunities. So through this support, we helped address the economic challenges by technically preparing the grounds for the investments through the follow-up that we did with these companies, the support, the mentorship, the gap analysis that we did when it comes to the E, the S, and the G, and proposing, you know, recommendations on how these companies should, you know, transform their operation to become ESG compliant. And so this extensive ESG program is becoming more and more important, not just for investors, for suppliers as well, for the clients, for the whole community and stakeholders. It's becoming very important for their, you know, operations, and most importantly for them to expand, you know, because today in Lebanon, given the crisis, a lot of companies, they want to, you know, expand outside of Lebanon, so especially in Europe. So you need to be ESG compliant. So by doing so technically, it's not only encouraging better business practices, but as well, we make these companies more attractive to investors who, as I mentioned, ESG is becoming very important within their investment strategies.
Could you share a specific example of a successful investment initiative that the USAID has implemented in Lebanon?
Sure. I mean, we've been very active, actually, and since we launched the program, we've been very, very active in the investment ecosystem in Lebanon. So part of our activities and successful activities that we did is we supported the creation of new investment funds, you know, given the banking crisis since 2019 in Lebanon. There is a lack of financing. So our objective within TIFF is to create an alternative financing mechanism in Lebanon. So try to, you know, come up with new innovative solutions for these companies to raise funds. So we're supporting the creation of investment funds, as well as we're offering, as previously mentioned, transaction advisory services to help these businesses navigate the investment, the difficult investment, you know, environment in Lebanon. So to mention the few, one very successful, it's a successful initiative that we did is we launched a $20 million solar and renewable energy fund, basically targeting to provide financial support to Lebanese businesses in raising funds to shift to renewable energy, you know, given the energy crisis and the high energy cost in Lebanon. So we're financing through this fund, we're financing these companies to install or to adopt renewable energy solutions. So how we did that at USATIP? So we subsidized the operational cost for these for the fund. So we provided a grant with a $500,000 grant to cover the startup cost for the fund. Plus, we injected $2 million into the fund to be invested into these companies. So by doing that, we're encouraging new investors as well to inject money into the fund. So that's on the solar energy. Another initiative as well is we're establishing a factoring and reverse factoring. Talking a little bit technical words here. So that's a financing mechanism that to create a cash flow liquidity for companies in the trade finance. So, you know, in the import export, you have accounts receivables, payables, you know, companies when they export, they get paid like in 90 days, 60 days or 120 days. So this financing mechanism is to create this liquidity during this time period for these companies, for them to be able, you know, to have a positive cash flow. So this is as well, we're gonna launch the a pilot project very, very soon within the coming month within this this financing mechanism. Also another as well successful initiative that we did, we partnered with Alphanar to launch the first impact investment fund in the MENA region. Basically, to invest in social enterprises. So basically, as well, we supported this fund by providing, similar to the solar, what I mentioned, the solar and renewable energy fund. So we provided $1.2 million to cover the operational cost for the fund and as an investment ticket as well to be invested in social enterprises. So basically, Alphanar in that, with our support, they can de-risk the fund for other investors who are as well interested to invest in the impact investment space. Also, we're in the process of supporting other several funds as well in the VC or venture capital space to invest in technology startups. So, as I mentioned, our objective is to create this alternative financial ecosystem in Lebanon.
Thank you, Dani. As the head of investments at USATIF project in Lebanon, what do you see as the biggest challenges and opportunities for attracting private investment to support development programs in the country?
Well, as you know, in Lebanon, we're facing a lot of challenges, but as I always say, with crisis comes opportunities. So attracting a private investment in Lebanon, so it presents both substantial challenges and opportunities as well. So to name the few of the challenges that we've been facing throughout the past 3 years in the program, we all know that there is a huge country risk. So basically, investors, they often put a lot of weight on the country risk when assessing an investment opportunity. So including factors like, you know, the political instability, the economic volatility, the corruption. So all these are factors within whenever they want, you know, to take a decision to invest or not. And Lebanon, as I mentioned, has faced a severe economic crisis marked by hyperinflation, a huge devaluation, in the Lebanese pound, the banking restrictions. So all these, discouraged foreign investment. So that this is, part of the risk that, the global community take into consideration when they need to assess any investment opportunity. Another challenge is, the family ownership in Lebanon, the family structure ownership in Lebanon. As you know, most of the Lebanese businesses are family owned, which basically can complicate the investment process to global investors. Because these businesses, they have often a different operational and decision-making structure compared when you are a public public owned company. or more structured when it comes to the governance. So for example, these companies may lack the proper governance structure because it's a, in most cases, you know, it's the family or the relatives who run the business. While, and so that create a lack of transparency to many investors because they need, you know, a proper governance in the company structure. You need to set, to have a board of directors. You need to have, you know, advisory board as well. So investors, and especially global investors, they need to see these structure within the Lebanese companies, which we lack. We have, you know, a huge gap in that space. Also, as well, matters of succession, and the varying views among the family members, sometimes it create conflict between, the family members, which we saw a lot of cases that, these companies, they just either completely shut down or they just separate the business. So these factors create a lot of instability, which is a big risk for the global investors. Another challenge as well, you have the regulatory environment in Lebanon. So the legal and the regulatory framework can sometimes pose challenges, and we face a lot of difficulties in the regulatory environment in Lebanon. So you have a lot of, inefficiencies, lack of the clarity, inconsistencies in the regulations. So all these factors as well, they can create problems to investors. As well, we have a lot of challenges in the country, but just these to name the few. As I mentioned, with challenges, with crisis comes, opportunities. So one of the opportunities we see in the country is the Lebanese diaspora engagement in Lebanon. So at USAID TIFF, we're trying to work on a Lebanese diaspora strategy to bring in this diaspora to as well to reinvest in their homeland. So we see that by engaging this group, there is a huge potential to unlock substantial investments into the Lebanese economy. Also, we saw a lot of opportunities in specific sectors in Lebanon. For example, the manufacturing and the industrial sector, it creates a great opportunity for, and there is a huge potential in these sectors to investors. Because we know Lebanon has been dependent a lot on the hospitality and the tourism sector, which is it's been doing great. But we have a great potential within the manufacturing space as well. I mean, the quality of the product and the potential that they have is huge. So I think we think at USAID TIFF, we have a great potential for these sectors, for investors to invest in these companies. In the agro-food space as well, you have a great potential as well in the agro-food. So basically, these sectors create great opportunities for the global community as well. Also, one of the opportunities that we have is the ESG commitment that we spoke about. So there is, as I mentioned, there is a growing trend in the businesses committing to the environmental, the social, and the governance standards. So like the entities under, or the companies that have joined our ESG stewardship program, this could make the Lebanese companies more attractive to the to a lot of investors who make the ESG as essential into their investment strategy. So as the head of investment at the USAID TIFF program, I believe our role is to leverage these opportunities while working at the same time to mitigate the challenges. This includes advocating the improvements in the governance and the regulations, providing technical assistance to the family-owned businesses to enhance their transparency and stability, when it specifically when it comes to the governance, and promoting the benefits of the ESG standards to the potential investors.
So what advice would you like to give to investors in Lebanon? Where do you see the investment geographic priorities are geared towards?
Very good question. So investing in Lebanon, despite all the challenges that that we have, can be a rewarding experience, both when it comes to financially and in terms of contributing to the country's development and recovery, which is our main objective at USAID, and specifically at USAID TIF project. So on the long-term perspective, we consider investments in Lebanon should be on a long-term perspective, so not invest on the short term. So because short-term investment, it creates a lot of uncertainties, given the high volatility that we have in the country. You should always, our advice is to invest on the long term. And, we have great opportunities that exist on the long term, especially as, as we see that the country works towards an economic recovery. So I know that a lot of work should be done to the economic recovery, but we should start somewhere. So we really need to encourage investors to invest on the long term. The sector analysis, for example, so you have certain sectors such as we mentioned, hospitality and tourism, agro-food, renewable energy. These sectors present as well significant opportunities. So our advice you have that to the global investors community, you have a lot of opportunities in these sectors that you can really start looking into. Okay. We know that investments take time, to materialize. So to close the transaction, it takes a lot of work, it takes time. So at least we advise and we invite the global investors community to start looking into these great opportunities that we have in Lebanon. Also, we advise the international investors to, to collaborate with local partners who really understand the landscape and can really help them navigate the unique aspects of the Lebanese market. So partnering with the local community, and we have great potential partners in Lebanon that a lot of them that we're working with at the TIF program. So we encourage them to approach these local partners and to create new opportunities or new innovative, a solution for the country. Also, the ESG focus, we've been, discussing a lot on the ESG. So again, as I mentioned, our ESG stewardship program, a lot of Lebanese businesses benefited from this program. They committed to become ESG compliant. We advise and we invite the global investors as well to look into these companies for potential investment. So as for the, because you mentioned about the geographical investment priorities as well, so the investment in Lebanon, it's not only specifically into the Beirut region, or you have a lot of big potential companies in the north, for example, in Lebanon, the Bekaa Valley, and these are in the agro-food and the manufacturing space, and they have huge potential, and a lot of them, they export, to international markets. They have 40, 50, or 60% of their, turnover is from exports. So, and you have a lot of these companies located in the north, in the Bekaa, some of them in the south. So we have a lot of, potential and growth development in these areas within the country. So there is an opportunity to stimulate the local economy, to create jobs, and contribute to reducing the regional disparities within the country.
What type of investors are you mainly targeting and engaging with?
Okay, so basically, we don't have any limitations when it comes to any type of investor, you know, we work with. So we approach all type of investors, being it an angel investor, a family office, venture capital or private equity fund, any type, you know, of institutional investor. We already worked with development financial institutions or DFIs, as I mentioned, institutional investors, family offices. So we're engaging a lot with these investors to invest in the Lebanese private sector. So we recognize the importance of encouraging the investor from the Lebanese diaspora as well, who is, in most cases, they know the country, they know the people, they know the economy, the weaknesses and the strengths of the economy. So, and they know what are the main productive sectors in the country. So these are, at the end, you know, Lebanese, so it's their homeland. So so we're working a lot on the Lebanese diaspora as well to engage them and invest in the country. So to attract Lebanese investors, you know, living abroad, as I mentioned previously, we have drafted a strategy, a diaspora strategy, that identifies the main engagement areas or plans to allow, you know, these investors to spot the right investment opportunities for them. So the diaspora funding to us is a main pillar, which we believe it can play a major role in supporting and relaunching the recovery of the Lebanese economy. And we've been seeing and hearing and witnessing a lot of new initiatives by the Lebanese diaspora. They really want to commit and to contribute to the Lebanese economic recovery. So this is why, you know, at TIFF, or TIFF is directly targeting the diaspora investments through the investment deal close. So we are engaging them, and sometimes we offer them good opportunities to look into and to invest or to assess for a potential investment, because we are working directly with these companies. We are helping them in the advisory services to make them investment ready. So sometimes we share these potential opportunities with the Lebanese diaspora, you know, to close on the transaction. So and many actually existing transactions that we closed, they were funded by either regional funds managed or run by Lebanese diaspora, or you know, family offices, Lebanese family offices outside of Lebanon as well. So we have several cases that we engage the Lebanese diaspora to invest into these companies. And the fund creation as well, so we've been approaching several DFIs, several institutional investors, that they really showed interest to inject money into these funds that we're supporting. So for example, in the solar and energy renewable fund, we're in very advanced discussions with European institutional investors and European DFIs and you know, global large you know, organizations and groups. They showed serious interest to as well inject funding or to contribute as investors into these investment funds. Also as well, we're currently in the discussion to prepare for an investors event in Lebanon, you know, to bring in all the local, the regional, and, you know, the global investors, and to showcase our, you know, support as USAID TIFF support in Lebanon, and to showcase these opportunities or these companies that we supported in Lebanon that can be a potential investment for these investors. So to conclude, so our effort demonstrates the importance of leveraging the financial resources and the expertise of first the Lebanese diaspora community, the whole global community, the regional community, in creating a sustainable and prosperous future for Lebanon.
Thank you, Danny, for the industry insights and invaluable input. Our talk today has come to an end. Thank you for tuning in for this episode. If you found this content valuable, be sure to subscribe at www.christieslab.com and share with others who are passionate about leadership and business talks. Until next time, remember, ESG investments are smart investments.
Thank you so much, Christina, for this valuable and insightful conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Danny. Thanks.